صوتي قريب قريب أجي إن شاء الله. Brothers come closer to the front إن شاء الله. Busway, busway. I forgot to make that.
Namaz ke baad elan you said. Forgot to make it. Elan abhi bataya tha na. I forgot to make it. Still not made. What did you say?
Brothers, there's a mistake on the timetable. Tomorrow, Fajr Salah is still at 7 o'clock. So he says 6:45, but that's a mistake. It's still at 7 o'clock, inshallah. Sama. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله last week we started the chapter باب علامات حب الله تعالى العبد the chapter in which Imam Nawawi رحمة الله عليه is going to talk about the علامات the nishani the signs that Allah تعالى loves the servant so how do you know کہ جب اللہ تعالیٰ کسی بندے سے محبت کرتا ہے تو انسان کو کیسے پتہ چلے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ loves a person how do we know that اللہ تعالیٰ loves a person so Imam Nawawi رحمت اللہ علیہ is bringing this chapter and last week we read through the آیات of the Quran so this week inshallah we'll go through the hadith وعن ابی حریرة رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ قال قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان اللہ تعالیٰ قال من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه وما يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده الذي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها وإن سألني أعطيته ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه رواه البخاري سیدنا ابو حریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ارشاد فرماتے ہیں تو یہ حدیث قدسی ہے اللہ تعالی ارشاد فرماتے ہیں so I'm going to do the translation in Urdu inshallah and then I'll explain in English everything properly inshallah اللہ تعالی ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ جس نے میرے کسی ولی کو ایذا پہنچایا تکلیف پہنچایا فقد آذنتہ بالحرب تو میں اس پر کیا کہتے ہیں بدلہ نہیں اس پر میں اعلان جنگ کرتا ہوں بدلہ لینے سے بہت مطلب بڑا بہت آگے کہ جس نے میرے کسی ولی کو ایذا پہنچایا تکلیف پہنچایا میں اس پر اعلان جنگ کرتا ہوں وما تقرب الی عبدی بشیء احب الی مفترض علی اور میرے بندے میرے نزدیک پہنچنے میں جو جس چیز کے ساتھ میرے نزدیک پہنچے گا سب سے محبوب مجھ کو فرض اعمال ہے تو فرض اعمال کرنے سے جس طرح انسان اللہ تعالیٰ کے قریب پہنچ سکتا ہے کسی اور عمل کرنے سے اللہ تعالیٰ کے قریب نہیں پہنچ سکتا جو نوافل ہے سنن ہے ان سے اللہ تعالیٰ کا اتنا مقرب نہیں بنے گا جتنا فرائض پر پابندی سے انسان اللہ تعالیٰ کا مقرب بن جائے اور میرا بندہ یتقرب الی بالنوافل فرائض پر جب وہ پختہ ہو جائے مضبوط ہو جائے پابند ہو جائے پھر اس کے بعد میرا بندہ میرے نزدیک نوافل کرنے کی وجہ سے قریب پہنچتا رہتا ہے حتی احبہ یہاں تک کہ وہ موقع آتا ہے یہاں تک کہ وہ درجے تک وہ پہنچ جاتا ہے کہ میں اس سے محبت رکھتا ہوں اور جب میں اسے محبت کرتا ہوں تو پھر میں اس کا کان بن جاتا ہوں جس سے وہ سنے یا اس کا سننا بن جاتا ہوں جس سے وہ سن سکے اور میں اس کا دیکھنا بن جاتا ہوں جس سے وہ دیکھے اور میں اس کا ہاتھ بھی بن جاتا ہوں جس سے وہ کسی چیز کو چھوئے اور میں اس کا پیر بھی بن جاتا ہوں جس سے وہ چلے اور اگر مجھ سے کوئی چیز طلب کرے مانگے تو میں اس کو دے دیتا ہوں اور اگر مجھ سے کسی چیز کا پناہ مانگے تو میں اس کو اس سے پناہ بھی دے دیتا ہوں. رواہ البخاری. So this is a very beautiful hadith. This is a hadith of wilayat, the hadith of sainthood. Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضی اللہ عنہ is saying here that the messenger of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has stated, Allah Ta'ala states, so this is a hadith Qudsi, that whoever declares enmity against a wali of mine, a friend of mine. Wali comes from the word for someone to be in someone's protection. So whoever is Allah's friend, they're in Allah's special protection. They're under, you can say, like Allah Ta'ala's special gaze of rahmah, of mercy, of affection. They're in like this bubble, this barrier, this shield. So whoever harms them, whoever does anything to them, then أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ, I declare war on that person. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala could have used any words. I don't like the person, I will punish the person. Allah Ta'ala used the most extreme words. Whoever harms a friend of mine, I declare war on them. Imagine. When a king says, I'm going to declare war on a country, everybody starts to tremble. In the past we've had so many wars. When a country says, we're going to declare war on another country, everybody starts panicking. When Allah Ta'ala, the King of all kings, said, I'm going to declare war on someone, it's really something for us to be very worried about. And then, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ, and then, so I'm going to explain it as I go along, it's a long hadith. Who is a wali? How do we know کہ کون اللہ تعالیٰ کا ولی ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ کا مقرب بندہ ہے؟ علماء فرماتے ہیں, it's very easy to become a wali of Allah. All you have to do is گناہوں سے بچاؤ, stay away from sin, and start doing the فرائض, the obligations that Allah has made فرض upon you. جو چیزیں اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہم پر فرض بنایا ہے ان چیزوں پر پابند ہو جائے اور گناہوں سے بچ جائے, انسان اللہ کا ولی بن جاتا ہے. اتنا آسان ہے. It's very very easy. پھر ولایت کے درجے بھی ہوتے ہیں. Then after a person goes into the levels of wilayat, there are stages. So maybe not everybody is going to get to the highest level of wilayat. It's like sahaba mein se bhi, the sahaba used to say that Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhumas maqam is far greater than our maqam. Baz sahaba to irshad firmate te jannat mein hame Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma ka maqam nazar bhi nahi aayega. Matlab wo itne buland tar aur itne unche maqam mein honge. To sahaba ko bhi pata tha ki hum mein se maqam mein farq hai, کہ بعض کا اونچا مقام ہے بعض کا. So there's difference in terms of maqam of wilayat, but everybody can get onto the ladder of wilayat. How do you get onto the ladder of wilayat? Stay away from sin and fulfill the fara'id, the obligations, the obligatory actions. By doing that, you're a wali of Allah. Very easy. Allah Ta'ala has made the nuskha of wilayat, the prescription of wilayat, very easy. You know, this is what you do and you become a wali. So any Muslim can be a wali of Allah. So for someone to say, okay, this is a pious person, this is the imam of the masjid, this is a very pious person, so I'm not going to say anything bad about them, I'm not going to harm them. But when it comes to dealing with normal Muslims, I don't care about what I'm saying, I don't care about my behavior. That's a very wrong understanding. چونکہ کسی بھی مسلمان اللہ کا ولی ہو سکتا ہے, ہمیں کیسے پتہ چلے اس کی پیشانی پر لکھا ہوا نہیں ہوگا کہ میں اللہ کا ولی ہوں. We can't tell. Who is a wali of Allah Ta'ala, we can never tell. So that means that we need to be very careful when dealing with any Muslim. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi was a great muhaddith. He mentions ke mujh se tahajjud ki namaz 2-3 hafton se ya 4 hafton se main tahajjud ki namaz mein uth nahi pa raha tha. I was thinking ke kya ho gaya, main tahajjud mein nahi uth pa raha hoon, kya masla ban gaya, what's gone wrong, why can't I wake up for tahajjud salah? Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri. He said, پھر مجھے پتا چلا کہ you know what, sorry, I'm mixing the Urdu and English, I realized that, you know what, there was this person who was crying when he was doing dua, or he was doing some amal and he was crying, and in my heart, for a second, I thought he's doing it just to show off. کوئی رو رہا تھا اللہ کے ڈر سے اور میرے دل میں یہ خیال آ گیا کہ یہ دکھلاوے کے لیے رو رہا ہے, اور اس خیال کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے تہجد کی نماز سے محروم کر دیا اتنے ہفتوں سے. تو پھر انہوں نے توبہ کیا اور پھر واپس اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کو تہجد پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی ہے. So this is what it is. کسی بھی مسلمان کو کبھی حقیر مت سمجھنا. This is very important. ہمارے دین کا ایک بنیادی اصول ہے کہ ہم اپنے کو سب سے نچلے اور سب سے کم تر سمجھے اور باقی لوگوں کو اپنے سے بہتر سمجھے. This is a بنیادی principle, a foundation of our deen, that we always regard other people to be better than us and we regard ourselves to be lower than everyone. ایک دفعہ کسی اللہ کا بندہ, ایک نیک اللہ کا بزرگ, he was walking past a shop and the shopkeeper had a goat and the goat had a beard like this, you know. So he said to the buzurg, he said, is my beard better? He said, is my goat's beard better or is your beard better? So the buzurg didn't get offended. He said, if I die upon iman, then my beard is better, and if I do not die upon iman, then your goat's beard is better than mine. They were always thinking کہ مجھے پتہ نہیں اللہ تعالیٰ کے نزدیک میرا کیا مقام ہے, میرا کیا حال ہوگا. I don't know. So if I don't know what is going to happen to me after I die, how can I ever judge other people? How can I ever think I'm better than other people? اللہ تعالیٰ نے مجھے کوئی گارنٹی نہیں دیا کہ تم جنت میں جاؤ گے. اگر اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے کوئی گارنٹی دے دیتا, if Allah gave me some guarantee I was going to Jannah, then چلو I can say, you know what, I'm going to Jannah, this person is doing this. Allah تعالیٰ has not given anybody any guarantee. So we don't know what's going to happen to us on the day of Qiyamah. That's why we should never ever look down on any other person. So here, the point I'm trying to make is, we don't know who is the wali of Allah. And the reality is, most of the time, those people who are close saints of Allah are those people who are unknown. Unknown people, they're not alim, they're not hafiz, they don't, you know, they're just simple people. But they have the reality of the qualities of iman. And iman and Islam is all about sifat. All about qualities. When you go in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you're going to learn qualities. The qualities of Islam. Because a Muslim is all about sifat. Agar naam ka musliman hoon lekin musliman islami sifat andar nahi hai, mere andar nahi hai, to phir mera iman sirf khokla ek shakal hai. So I'm just a Muslim by name, but I've got no qualities of iman. Muslim is all akhlaq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? This is very important. بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. مجھے بھیجا گیا صرف اسی واسطے کہ میں لوگوں کو اچھے اخلاق سکھلاؤں. I've been sent to teach people good manners. So the point is that qualities and attributes are the most important thing. So, you know, a person who says we're a Muslim, we need to bring in the qualities of iman. So the point is that a wali can be anyone. So we should never harm any single Muslim. Think that any single Muslim can be better than me. Any Muslim can be better than me. Rather, every Muslim is better than me. And if we start off on that position, you know, if you read about, we can talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can talk about the Sahaba, we can talk about their tawadu, their humility. But it's easier for us to talk about people who are close to our time. Because then it's like someone very close to us. Baz dafa kya hota hai ke anbiya alaihi salam ka baat aaye ya sahaba ikram ka baat aaye, phir log kehte hain ke you know what, wo to anbiya the, wo to sahaba the, hum un tak kaise, unke maqam tak kaise pahunche. But when you talk about people who are close to our time, people say, you know what, if they can do it, why can't we do it? You know, some scholars, subhanAllah, you read about a great scholar from India, Shaykh al-Hind Murna Mahmud al-Hasan, rahmatullahi alayh. He would never do bayan, never do bayan, never ever. And once, he seen a majboori unko bayan karne ke liye bitha diya. Phir bhi wo iraz kar rahe the ki, I don't want to do bayan, main bayan nahi karta, mujhse bayan nahi hota. Phir kisi ne bitha diya. Aur bithane ke baad, unhone ek hadith irshad farmaya. He has mentioned the hadith, he translated the hadith. Straight away, someone from the crowd, someone who they later mentioned, he was a bit jealous of that scholar. He shouted out, he was an elderly, senior scholar in the crowd. He said, you're translating it wrong. Aap iska galat tarjama kar rahe ho. Everybody's thinking, Hazrat, how is he going to react? He straight away stopped the talk. He said, maine aapko shuru se hi bataya, mujhe bayan karna nahi aata. And then he sat down. Not offended at all, even though he was a scholar of many, he was the teacher of many great scholars. He sat down. And then somebody else did the talk. Afterwards, he went to that elderly scholar and he said, can you tell me what my mistake was? So the man said, the elderly scholar, he said, oh, you made this mistake. Well, he just, you know, just saying it, just to humiliate him. So then the sheikh replied, but can we not say this as well? And then he became quiet. He knew that he said it, you know, just to humiliate him. But the point is, they felt themselves to be so low that they didn't care. You know, I don't care. What do people think about me? It doesn't matter. What is important is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks about me. So من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Whoever declares enmity against a wali of mine, I declare war on that person. And then this is a very important part. Whichever of my servants, none of my servants come closer to me with any amal which is more beloved to me than the fara'id. That by doing the fara'id, a person becomes a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اور یہ بہت اہم چیز ہے کہ فرائض کا پابند ہم ہو جائے ساتھ ساتھ گناہوں کو چھوڑے گناہوں کو چھوڑے we need to stop guna and we can't emphasize this enough. منوشا حکیم اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ used to say کہ ایک طرف سے نیکیوں کی ٹرک آ رہی ہے اور ایک طرف سے گناہوں کی ٹرک اور راستے میں آ کر دونوں ایک دوسرے کے آمنے سامنے ہو جائے پھر یہ بھی آگے نہیں چلتا اور اس کو بھی آگے چلنے نہیں دیتا. So this is our reality. We're doing good deeds and the truck of good deeds is coming and then our truck of bad deeds and we're just stuck. We're not moving forward. Sal ha sal, years of our life is going past. We're not moving forward because we're doing good deeds. But we're not stopping the bad ones. Stopping bad deeds is more important than doing good deeds. We have to stop the bad deeds. We have to stop them. Buri aadat jo hai inko jar se ukar dena chahiye. We have to get rid of them. The person should have no bad habits, should have no sins. Every single sin. A person needs to, like a surgeon, doctor jis tarah surgeon jis tarah jism ke andar, badan ke andar, koi maraz ho, koi illness ho, he looks at it, he investigates and he takes it out without harming any of the other body parts. So isi tarah we need to take one by one, take out these illnesses from our body. Any sin a person cannot stop, we need to figure out what's going wrong, how can I stop it. Any buri khaslat, bad quality, a person needs to get rid of that. What's wrong with me? I feel I'm a bit stingy. I think I find it hard to spend money on other people. I think I'm a bit lazy. I find it hard to get to the masjid for salah. I think sometimes when I'm speaking I've got the habit of lying. You know, these kind of qualities a person needs to, an intelligent person identifies them and then works on them and removes them. This is very important. So that a person can say, you know, I can't find any sin when I'm looking at myself. But I know there are probably so many that I can't see. But every single night we sit down and say, what's wrong with me? How can I improve myself? So this is more important. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah ta'ala says, my servant becomes closest to me by performing fard salah, by doing the fard actions. The fard actions we need to be punctual on. The fard salah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, zakat, all of these things which Allah Ta'ala has made fard. And on top of that, anything which in the Quran, in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to do, these are the fara'id. You've got to do them. You cannot avoid them. Sometimes, unfortunately, many of our sisters, we say, like in our locality here, we see many of our sisters don't wear hijab. And they don't wear their hijab, they don't cover their hair, and they're going and they're mixing with other, sometimes they're going in front of other men, and they're not wearing the hijab. Now hijab is something Allah has made it fard in the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized it in the hadith. If you're not doing something like as important as this, you know, and then you say, I do this charity work and I do this action and I do that action, you need to first do this very important obligation which Allah has made on you of hijab. Anything which Allah Ta'ala has made compulsory upon us, we have to do them. And this is how a person becomes Allah's beloved. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, once a servant has done the fara'id, then the servant continues to come close to me by performing the nawafil, optional actions. So fara'id every Muslim has to be on. Fara'id par pabandh hone se, gunahon ko chhod dene se, insan wilayat ke seeriyon ka charna shuru kar deta hai. That he's climbing the ladder of wilayat, sainthood. But he'll be at the bottom. Now to get to the top, what does he have to do? He has to do the nawafil. He has to do lots and lots and lots of nawafil. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting excessively. Remember, fasting. Sawm jo hoti hai, ye Allah ka ek sifat hai. Allah ta'ala doesn't eat. Allah ta'ala doesn't drink. So someone who doesn't eat and drink, it's as if they are copying a sifa of Allah, an attribute of Allah. So the Allah ta'ala's special rahmah, nur will come into the person who fasts excessively. So the ulama mentioned a person should fast excessively. It removes many bad qualities from the heart and it increases a person's closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these nafil actions, excessive recitation of the Holy Quran, durood sharif, istighfar and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should do excessively. Chalne pirne har waqt, dhikr ki bohut suratay hoti hain. There are many different forms of dhikr. One is dhikr lisani, that when a person says la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, this is a dhikr lisani, dhikr with the heart. Dhikr with the tongue. Dhikr with the tongue, everybody starts here. And dhikr with the tongue affects the heart. Zuban se dhikr karne se dil saaf hota hai. Aur phir hota hai dhikr qalbi. That's greater than dhikr lisani. Dhikr with the heart is greater than dhikr with the tongue. Because through dhikr with the heart, the entire body becomes purified. Entire body. And then a time comes when a person goes into dhikr ruhi. This is very high level. کہ انسان کا ہر وقت سوچ صرف اللہ تعالیٰ پر ہوتا ہے, کسی اور چیز پہ اس کا سوچ نہیں جاتا. This is the highest level where a person doesn't think about anything else except for Allah Ta'ala. Dhikr qalbi is when a person sits down, one is with the tongue and one is when a person sits down and thinks about the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, thinks about the creation of Allah Ta'ala and remembers Allah Ta'ala without the tongue. Because with tongue what happens is sometimes the mind is not connected to the tongue. Subhanallah, 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 in the mind I'm thinking about my job, I'm thinking about work, I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that. So sometimes with the tongue you're doing it, but the mind is not connected. Mind is separate. But when you do dhikr with the heart, then the mind is connected. Because you're sitting down, you're focusing, and your eyes are closed, and you can't see anything. And you imagine, for example, Allah Ta'ala ka naqsh saamne, Allah Ta'ala ke naam ka jo naqsh hai, wo saamne hai. Yeh isi tarah durood sharif I'm doing. Or durood sharif karte waqt aankh band karke. Imagine that, I don't know, I'm sitting in front of the green dome. Or imagine I'm sitting in front of the Jali Mubarak, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried. So itna jo hai na lutf pur lutf aur itna maza aayega zikr ke andar, insaan sochega I'm going to carry on. Aur isse jo hai kaifiyat paida hote hai, isse jo hai insaan zikr ka jo halawat aur lazzat mehsoos karta hai. So this is very important. But the problem is when you just open your eyes and when you're just reading it and you're looking here, nowadays people have got the fashion. They hold the tasbih, they sit in front of the television. So in front of the television, football game going on, so the football and he's saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So the mind is so disconnected, the mind is on the football game and the tongue is saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. There's very little effect there. But when you block all of these things out and you sit down quietly in a place and you close your eyes and you focus on Allah Ta'ala, or you can imagine you're sitting in front of the Kaaba. You know, these are many ways to bring your tawajjuh and focus on Allah Ta'ala. Imagine you're sitting in front of the Kaaba. Imagine you're sitting in front of the Jali Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine you're sitting somewhere, or for example, you're sitting on Allah Ta'ala's arsh and there's nur from Allah Ta'ala's arsh which is coming on you. Or you imagine that the angels are surrounding you. You know, it creates such maza and pleasure in the dhikr. And that's when a person wants to do lots and lots of dhikr. You know, our elders, they would have rooms that they would go into. As Mawlana Shaykh Ali Tan Yusuf Rahmatullahi Ali, he used to have a room like this size. Very tiny room. It's a chota room, kamra. Iske andar wo chale jate, darwaza band karte. Isme agar khara ho jaye, to sar jo hai na, kya kehte, ceiling ke saath lag jata. Itna chota sa kamra. Well, he would sit there, close his eyes, would do dhikr of Allah for hours. Even in Bangladesh, we had our great scholar, Mawlana Nuruddin Ghorpuri Rahmatullahi Ali. He had a small... had a small hole in the ground. He would go down the steps, he would go into the small hole in the ground. He was outside, out of his home, far away. The small hole in the ground, he would go in the tiny little room, he'd sit there and he'd do dhikr through the night. So they realized that to actually connect with Allah Ta'ala, I need to distance myself from makhluk. And isiliye kehte, the most effective time to remember Allah Ta'ala is early in the morning when everybody's sleeping, or later at night when everybody's sleeping. There's no distraction, there's no sound, there's no noise. A person can just remember Allah Ta'ala and enjoy. So this, when a person starts to do these actions, tilawat of Qur'an, durood sharif, istighfar, dhikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, nafal fasting, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that my servant carries on climbing the ladder of wilayat until I love him. Ek waqt aata hai ke main usse pyar karta hu, muhabbat kar leta hu. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ, when I love him, when he becomes my mahbub, when he becomes my beloved, then I become his hearing through which he hears. Subhanallah. Imagine Allah Ta'ala is saying, main tumhara sunne ka jo ek hai na, the ability to hear, I become your ability to hear through which you hear. Matlab jo bhi ye banda sunta hai, he hears it through the noor of iman. And I become his eyesight through which he sees. Obviously, this hadith is not literal. Allah Ta'ala literally does not become anybody's eyesight or hearing or anything like that. But it means that that person's listening will be nurani, will be beneficial, will be good. Baz ulama ne iska tabir ye kiya hai ke jo parda hota hai jab insaan koi cheez sunta hai, agar mere samne, if I'm sitting with our Sajjad bhai here and he says something to me, I don't know if it's true, I don't know if it's false, I don't know if it's correct, I don't know if he's saying it with ikhlas, I don't know if he's not saying it with ikhlas, I'm just saying, you know, it's just words that are coming into my mind. But when a person reaches this level, everything he hears, he will only take the correct and he will leave everything which is incorrect. And he will understand the reality of everything straight away. Haqiqat, haqiqat, haqiqat. When he sees something, insan ke samne koi aa jaye, straight away it's like a x-ray machine. You know, he's going to look at a person and say, oh, okay. Like Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. A person came into his gathering and he became very angry. کوئی سیدنا عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ کے مجلس میں آ گیا, سیدنا عثمان بہت غصے ہو گئے, کہتے کہ تم میں سے بعض لوگ راستے میں بد نظری کرتے اور پھر میرے مجلس میں آ کے بیٹھ جاتے. سم پیپل ڈو لک ایٹ ادر پیپل رانگ آن دا روڈ اینڈ دین دے کم اینڈ سٹ ان مائی گیدرنگ. سو دس از کنت بصرہ الذی ابصر بہ, آئی بیکم دا آئی سائٹ. ون آف مائی استاد مولانا سعید صاحب, ہی یوز ٹو سے ہر وقت وین یو گو ٹو دا پائس پیپل یو شوڈ ڈو دعا دیٹ او اللہ کنسیل مائی سنز ان فرنٹ آف دیز پیپل, بیکاز دے لائک ایکس رے مشین, ایوری تھنگ دے ول جسٹ ریئلائز اینڈ دین دے ول بی ناٹ ہیپی ود می اینڈ یو ڈونٹ نو وائی دے ہیپی, بیکاز دے سی یور ٹرو کلرز. They don't see just the, what you're showing, they see your reality and they say, I don't think this person is very good for me to actually be in his company. So this is some ulama have mentioned and it makes sense. وَيَدَهُ الَّذِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا, I become his hand through which he touches. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا, I become his feet through which he walks. All of this, it's a very high level of sainthood. Oh, and whenever he asks me for anything, I give it to him. Whenever he seeks my protection from anything, then I will protect him from it. So a person continues to climb the ladders of wilayat. Remember, wilayat is something, the darajat of wilayat don't stop. It carries on going. And that's why every single time when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, oh Allah, guide us towards the straight path. Someone can ask the question, well, Allah Ta'ala has already given me hidayat. میں تو hidayat پر ہی ہوں. I'm already on hidayat. So why do I keep asking, oh Allah guide me, oh Allah mujhe hidayat de do, mujhe hidayat. Main to hidayat hi par hoon, matlab maine to iman qabool kar liya. To isse ulama mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi farmate hain ke hidayat ke maqam hote hain. The persons on hidayat, you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the levels of wilayat. I shouldn't be happy with where I am. I should always want to get better, improve, more and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why we do the dua. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Now, oh Allah, give me the ability to increase in my closeness to you, in my nearness to you. So this is what this hadith is saying. That you punctual upon the fara'id, don't be satisfied with that. Alhamdulillah, it's a big blessing of Allah ta'ala. Allah has given me the ability to pray my 5-time salah. Alhamdulillah, I can read my 5-time salah. I find it easy to do so. Alhamdulillah, I find it easy to fast in the month of Ramadan. I never even have the thought in my mind that I'm not going to do so. Alhamdulillah, I give my zakat every year. I never have the thought in my mind that I'm not going to do so. So I'm on the fara'id, but I want to get even closer to Allah. And how do I do that? With the nawafil. Now I need to increase on my nawafil. Fara'id par pabandi aa gaya, abhi nawafil mein increase karna. When a person starts to increase in the nawafil, then a person becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq and the ability to practice upon this hadith. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.